Yeah, well, you know, they're favourites for the championship for a reason. They're very talented. So, yeah, we're just make sure we're playing at the right level and pick up a few areas that we let ourselves down last weekend. Yeah, we talked about that on Monday morning. You know, we do our review straight away and we put that to bed and then we move on to the opposition. So we know how tough this is and really looking forward to the challenge.
They're so far ahead of everyone else at the moment on the ladder. How much better is their list compared to the other lists, do you feel?
Yeah, well, any time that you have, you know, four imports and two league MVPs, it's pretty handy. And the other guys are doing pretty well too, so... Yeah, look, that's they've done a good job for it. We can't do anything about it. We just got to worry about ourselves and make sure we're playing the level required, and it'll be a great test for us this weekend.
Is this the ultimate case of teams versus individual sort of elements? You've got, on paper, they're so good, but if a team needs to play well as a team to knock them off?
Yeah, oh, look, we have to play well as a team like we have done for the last 6-7 years, you know. We've got the most out of our team and we've still got some moving pieces that need to roll into their roles of the team. And once we do that, we'll be okay. And that's what we're concerned about.
You mentioned they've got four imports. Mm. I guess technically they've got three and then the next stars play. Do you think it's fair that a team can so powerful can add a next stars player to an already powerful list? Like,
yeah, well, that's the rules. You know, they're only doing what the rules allow. So... four foreign-born players. So what's the difference of an ex-star or if it's a development player? It doesn't really matter. It's the talent-wise, they're, you know, probably the best in the league. So we know we have to play a really strong brand of basketball and looking forward to that challenge.
The sheer amount of money that they're spending on their squad, how hard is it to compete?
I don't know. How much are they spending?
Well,
do you know?
Millions.
I got no idea. I don't know what their salary cap is. So that's, you know, it doesn't affect us.
Is it a good thing from a league perspective to drag everything up, or would you like it to be more competitive for all the teams in terms of being able to get talent and afford things like equitable and balance and the stuff that's going to become an issue?
Yeah, I think that was, you know, that's when the salary cap, that was a point system, that was, and that kind of got scrapped a few years ago, and then there was a marquee player and then a second marquee player and now the next gen. So, you know, it certainly developed along that path. Not all teams can do that. But, you know, that's the rules.
Stopping Bogut is obviously a challenge for every team. How do you see that for both Dario and the Duke this week?
Yeah, it's going to be a really good challenge for them. You know, they're super talented. Bogut's a very smart player, got a high IQ out there. And, you know, he plays like a point guard, how he sees the floor. And obviously, he's their leader. So, you know, it'll be a great challenge for us and see how we go at home in the jungle. Yeah, well, that's Kev's a quality player, you know, quality player coming back from injury, so hopefully he's underdone a little bit and we can take advantage of him.
There were some comments as well last week about RSC Arena no longer being daunting for other teams. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, well, if we dish up what we played dished up last Sunday, it's pretty disappointing. You know, we've played a good brand on the road. It's just been our consistency and getting back to playing Wildcats basketball. So there's no better challenge than playing the top team this weekend on your home floor and to see if we step up to that.
You touched on earlier how there have been different systems in the past, point systems and whatnot. Mm-hmm. In your eyes, what's been the best system that we've had in the NBL?
You know, I haven't given it much thought. Last year we only went for two imports. You know, we just felt that team was the best that we were going to get, and it just depends what it is. It's maybe a different subject, different time to go through that, but you know, it is what it is. They're the rules, and we've got to play by them.
Yeah, some people are even labelling Sydney almost unbeatable. What goes through your mind?
Well, we'll find out Friday night. We'll certainly give them a crack. Look, you're playing the top team. If the juices aren't ready to go for this game as a player, then you're playing the best team in the competition on your home floor. You know, it's time to think about doing something else for your profession. But it's a great challenge for it and looking forward.
When you do come up against those star-studded squads, how much does team bonding come into it and the connection between the players?
Yeah, and that's been our strength the last couple of years at the Wildcats. We've probably been less talented than other teams out on the floor, but we've certainly played better as a team. And that's been able to win a couple of championships along the way. So that's what we're building towards, and hopefully that'll be the end result again. All good.
Thanks.